Alright, so what the fuck is this podcast going to be about?
I have no fucking idea.
Yeah, dude. So, I wish we had more fucking... I'm all wet now! Dude, look. I'm all moist on my back. I don't even know how it got on my back. You give me some of that because you fucking stole some of my drink.
Sorry, bud.
You piece of shit, Ricky. I'm even moister. I'm moister than an oyster.
Hey, man, you threw your can. I figured it was all right if I threw mine.
At least I smell good. Tesla.
Hi, Tesla.
Oh, my God.
Hi, puppies.
So, maybe we just, I don't know, talk about whatever. The dog can't talk, you fucking idiot.
So, the dog's fucking cute, goddammit.
She is cute, but she's also retarded, and retarded people aren't allowed on TV.
Smarter than you.
How about you go and fuck yourself?
How about you suck my pathetic little micro penis? Actually, don't do that.
I couldn't even find it, dude. It's like a fucking clit.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't do it because that's like fucking incest, but, you know, like, I don't know why you went to the other side.
It's like an enlarged clitoris, and, you know, I have enough problems finding that already, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, I had a feeling you probably did.
Yeah, I'm the one that's married.
Yeah, and I'm the one who's single. Wait, that probably makes sense. I can find the clitoris, so I'm single.
I mean, I was a giant whore.
What, like me?
Yeah, what in the fuck was that?
Comparatively, motherfucker. Yeah, that was probably Dwayne.
What?
I brought him. He's just a ghost.
What? What are you even saying, dude?
Well, I thought that Satan was just a little bit too cliche. So I decided to name my demon Dwayne.
I thought you said Twain.
No, not Twain.
Like, what a fucking stupid name.
No, Dwayne.
Why would you name your demon Twain?
Dwayne, bitch. Dwayne.
I had a youth pastor named Dwayne.
I don't want to hear about your sexual preferences.
I wasn't Catholic, you idiot.
How the fuck am I supposed to know that?
I went to a fucking Stonebridge, dude, and it was forced.
Oh, yeah. I remember doing that. Yeah, that was... I fucked in that church.
Same, dude. Fucking...
The same with the university's church. And my mom's church. And a Catholic church.
The Catholic ones are always the freakiest.
No.
No?
No. You would be surprised. The Lutheran chicks.
Lutheran. What a weird...
They will fucking do things that God would not like, but Satan will totally blush at.
Tee Satan. Like, what happens if he blushes? He's already red, apparently.
Well, I mean, at least I'm fucking worshiping him correctly by, you know, fucking multiple orgasms in the fucking congregation area. What the fuck is that called?
The
fucking...
The worship hole.
The fucking...
The tabernacle.
I don't even
I fucking hate that word.
Means. I don't know what it means,
dude,
man.
I was at fucking church camp.
Tabernacle kind of reminds me of, like, it's, awkward nipple.
Yeah, it's fucking dirty, dude.
Yeah,
I fucking hated it, dude.
It
I went
sounds
to fucking,
like awkward nipple.
Yeah, dude, I went to fucking church camp, dude, and fucking... They kept saying fucking tabernacle, and I was like, that's fucking rapey. I don't like it. And then fucking, I'm a...
Oh, yes, kids, come join me at the tabernacle.
Yeah, it's like a weird, like a dick knuckle, maybe? Like, with you're ooh, like, grasping ooh. A dick with
yeah,
your knuckle?
I think dick knuckle might have been the best one yet.
Yeah, it's a dick knuckle. Like... What the fuck is happening outside? Are they I'm trying to do a podcast, you wiener!
I'm pretty sure North Korea has just bombed us, but...
God,
also,
I fucking hope so.
I mean, all I see is, like, little pieces of corn, so... I don't know what North Korea thought they were going to do to the Midwest with corn, because...
They're going to take it.
Well, I mean, all we have here is corn.
We have corn, we have heroin, and we have meth.
Yes.
I mean, all of which are pretty profitable.
I'll take all three.
Yeah.
Ornithorin.
You know what else I could take?
Dick.
No. Although I did meet a guy down in Austin who his biggest thing, right?
Yeah.
Was so he would always talk about how like he never really had a preference. Now there was
as
one
like
day
sexually yeah. preference, okay.
And there was one day he was like, you know, the only two things that have gone up my ass is dick and ecstasy, and I'm just like,
okay.
Oh.
I guess, oh. See, the weirdest thing about what I just heard was I was like, okay, yeah, dick, and I'm straight as shit. But, I mean, like, the ecstasy thing, like, why wouldn't you just
because apparently a lot of women have used ecstasy up their
ass.
Yeah, their fucking pooty hole. Their pooter.
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 But, I mean, is that kind of the same idea as, like, remember that, I think it was the movie, maybe the first
Pooters
or second
us?
One, a Jackass. Where Steve-O fucking beer bongs a fucking beer up his ass.
That
reminds me of a story, dude. Okay, so...
Fucking... Please tell me it's not about me.
Oh, no, it's about my asshole. All right, so fucking... Me and Jake, we were living in Breckenridge in yep. the Southside Finley. And fucking... This is the time in our lives where we had just discovered acid. We were like 20 years old. And we would do acid every other day, because if you take acid every day, you're going to be fried, and it's just not going to work.
You were already fried before you ever took acid.
You shut your goddamn mouth.
You, I have no idea what to respond with that, but, you know.
So, anyways, dude, okay, so...
Your fucking Delta 8 shit sucks, sir.
Yeah, because that's not the right one. The other one's upstairs.
Bitch!
Fucking idiot!
I fucking dropped my Delta 8.
He dropped his weed.
Let me get fucking high, goddammit!
Fucking anyway, you fucking ass. Fucking, we're doing acid like every other fucking day.
Nah,
doing your mop. Okay, so we're fucking doing acid every other day, and I think it was on one of our off days.
Okay,
you know, we were taking a break, and I think I had Crystal over at the moment.
Oh God.
Yeah,
I remember her.
Yeah,
she was a sweetheart. You were a dick. Not really.
She was fucking crazy, dude.
That's why I said not really.
Dude, I need to get Jake on the phone so he can tell you that fucking story about... I don't even fucking remember, but Jake has the memory of a fucking elephant, and I'm fucking half retarded.
It's because Jake spent a few years in... Well, like a year and a half in prison, and all he had to do was fucking reminisce.
I mean, even before that, like, you could bring up any fucking thing ever, and he'd be like... Oh, yeah, dude, I remember Spider-Man in fucking 1967. Nigga, you were born in fucking 1993, dude.
You know we're going to have to edit that out, because you white as fuck, motherfucker.
They don't know that.
I just said it.
Well, edit that.
I'm the only mixed person here, you bitch.
I'm mixed, too. I'm fucking...
French?
No.
You're white as fuck.
I mean,
you're a Jew, but you're white as fuck.
I'm Jewish, and I
Wait,
am
Wait, so if you're Jewish...
Shut up! Shut up!
Hang on, this is a social dilemma. If you're Jewish, are you able to say the N-word?
Why would I? No. I mean, that just contradicts my previous hard R. But it wasn't a hard R, it was a hard A.
You're
That's
a fucking
different.
Hard R.
But fucking... Anyways, we were at the fucking apartment... We weren't doing anything, and we had a few people over, and they're like, oh, fucking, you should smoke a cigarette out of your fucking asshole, right? So,
I'd like to smoke a cigarette out of my mouth, but I don't know about the ass.
I shoved a fucking cigarette. Okay, so, I lit it, and then I opened my asshole, and I shoved the cigarette into my butt.
And I'm pretty sure you also made a deal with your ex-girlfriend that if you let her peg you, she would take it in the butt, and she never did.
That's a whole other story.
Even though you definitely took it up the butt.
It was a hockey stick. One.
God, man, I love hockey. But I don't want my sticks used for that.
But anyway, I actually puffed this fucking cigarette, and I fucking did a... Jesus Christ. Shut up. Do you have COPD?
Oh, probably.
Anyway, fuck. I fucking inhaled it with my ass somehow, like I just sucked it in. And then I fucking queefed it out through my ass and a little puff of smoke came out. I'm good. I am righteously fucked.
I am not fucked up enough.
So, the fucking hockey stick. Yeah. All right. So, fucking, it was me and Shelby. You remember?
Yep. I died. Yeah.
Lost my virginity to her in fucking Andrew's house on, it was during exam week, so we had like an hour where we could fuck off, and me and Shelby decided to go to Andrew's house.
Is it bad that I don't remember the name of the girl that I was with when I lost my virginity?
I don't really think it matters too much.
I mean, like, it was my neighbor's niece.
I mean, that's good enough.
And we were, like, in the garage.
Yeah.
And then my mom came in.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, I was kind of, like, you know, I didn't take her pants all the way off. I just kind of pulled it up to her ankles and, like, snuck through the knees. And, like, my mom came in and tried to, like, pull me off, but I was, like, halfway in there. Like, the pants, not the vagina. I had already came.
Dude.
So.
That reminds me of something else, dude. This is, we're just going all the fuck over the place. But, Tiffany. Right?
Tiffany.
Dated Steven. Fucking, like, strawberry blonde, big tits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I love how the big tits bit got you. But
no, oh, I knew who it was beforehand, but I figured that would make you happy if I said it like that.
You didn't even know what I was going to say.
No,
fucking
I know,
regardless.
I know what you're talking about.
So it was fucking me and Tiffany, dude, and fucking it
Tiffany! And I said, what about Rafe's and Tiffany's?
Fuck, okay. She came over, and we're fucking in my bed at my grandparents' house, and my little cousin was coming over, Ben. And I was like, okay, yeah, we have enough time to fucking smash real quick. Let's just make it a quickie. So fucking, I'm fucking railing her, dude. And right in the middle of it, my fucking grandma decides to just open up the door, no knock, no nothing, dude. And I'm just fucking, ah, yeah. And fucking, she's just fucking tits flapping in her face and shit, like 36 triple D's just fucking, dude, right in the middle of it, dude. She opens the fucking door, and I'm sure it was gonna be something along those lines of, oh, fucking, your little cousin's here, come out. But instead, she saw me fucking balls deep in some broad, and she got so fucking mad. Like, I don't even know.
God damn it, Alec, why are you fucking this chick in my house?
Dude, she's just like, put your pants on and
get
out here.
Get your goddamn pants on and come out here and say hi to your cousin.
Benjamin's here. And I was like, well, way to fucking cock block. way to fucking cock block, Grandma. I was fucking right there.
Dude, how do you think I felt? Like, my first time getting laid, when I lost my fucking virginity, I pulled out, I fucking, you know, like, stroked it, came on her tummy. My mom comes in, fuck, flips the lights on in the garage. She's like, oh, hell no! Like, oh, fuck. There's dude. Satan.
You ever get fucking caught jacking off when you're a kid?
Yeah, a lot. But, the worst part was, like, I stayed over at my brother's house for a weekend. It was down in fucking Southern Ohio.
Was it Weston?
No, it was Cole. And, I was sitting down there. He was with his, he had a fiance at the time. Not the wife that he's with now. He was engaged one other time. And, fucking, I'm sitting there and I'm just fucking sitting in the living room and I'm like, man, I'm bored. So I decided to just, you know, whip it out and go to town.
It's funny how it happens. Like,
yeah.
I just saw him
fucking, I'm sitting there going to fucking town and shit. And fucking he walks in and I'm like, fuck! And he's like, what up? Nothing, man. Like, I'm just, you know, just waking up, you know, just morning wood.
Play it off, yeah.
Well, I tried to play it off, and that definitely did not work. I'm pretty sure my brother saw the tip of my tiny Peter. So, my,
Little Richard.
Yeah, my
that's what you should name your wiener.
No, man, like, fucking, when I was with Holly, she used to call it, Little Ricky.
Dude, I fucking hate her. Dude, okay, so fucking, I went to church with her at Stonebridge.
Holly,
yeah. Dude, like,
my ex-Holly.
Your ex-Holly. She was a total bitch.
That doesn't surprise me.
Like, everybody, yeah. I mean, she wears those stupid hats now that just screams bitch. Like, the ones with the rounded fucking tops. Like that one. That Kristen never wears and insists that I keep out in the fucking living room for no goddamn reason.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, like one of those fucking hipster hats. Like, oh, I listen to nothing but Mumford & Sons, and I drink coffee all day every day.
Dude, she listened to nothing but fucking Black Dahlia Murder when I was with her.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the hat says it all. Like, you can listen to Black Dahlia Murder and still be a fucking pretentious bitch.
That's valid.
Yeah.
That's valid. You ever, Jake ever tell you about what happened when I saw her at the goth bar?
Oh, up in BG?
Yeah.
No.
Fucking, so, we went up there with two chicks, right? And they're, you know, it was just all four of us. We were all just friends. The two chicks were neighbors of mine. Okay. So, like, we go up there and we go to the fucking goth bar. And it's Halloween night. We're having fun. Shit like that. And I see her and fucking, I make a fool of myself. And she grabs my fucking cane out my hand, fucking smacks me in the head
okay,
with it.
Okay, two things.
And,
like,
hang on.
No, shut your fucking mouth. One, what did you do to make a fool of yourself? And two, why the fuck did you have a cane? You're what, 30 right now?
The cane was part of my Halloween costume.
Oh, Halloween, I missed that bit.
And the bartender had, like, put it up underneath her, you know, like, legs, acting like she was riding a horse, and I was acting like I was jacking it off, and then fucking, like...
What?
I accidentally hit her in, like, the pelvis, and it fucking hurt her. So, like, it pissed her off, so she, like, grabbed my fucking cane, which has this, like, skull on the top of it, and she just, like, fucking starts hitting me with it. So, like, I freak out, dude. Like, I went fucking mental. Got all fucking three of them back in my car. Fucking probably did 80... all the way back to my apartment, and then when I finally got back to my apartment, I just started punching my car, and I had to get stitches. You can see the scar right there on my finger.
Oh yeah,
like yeah, and they were like, "Yeah, if you'd have waited any longer, we wouldn't have been able to stitch this." But because it's been less than 12 hours, I think we'll be able to stitch it, and it'll stay closed. All right, I mean, that sounds good, but okay. Fucking the numbing. I couldn't numb it correctly.
Oof.
I felt everything.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
Everything. Like, I felt like some of my ex-girlfriends when I fucking went primal on them.
I was just about to say, you're a bit of a masochist. So,
no,
I mean, you're more like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm coming with every stitch.
More of a sadist.
My pants are so wet, get me a man diaper.
More of a sadist than a masochist, but it depends on the woman.
Fuck, dude. So, that reminds me, speaking of goth night, fucking, I was over at Amber's house.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude, and since we're doing a podcast, and I completely forgot about this, for reference, her parents had a decent amount of money compared to me and Ricky here, so, I was over at Amber's house, and fucking, we were like, oh shit, how are we fucking gonna get to goth night, dude? And we're all fucking decked out. I have my goddamn guy liner with my fucking skinny jeans and suspenders hanging off my ass and, you know, what have you. And, also, BG is like 30 minutes away. It's not like we could just take public transit because it's a small ass town, both of which are, and it's like a 30-minute drive, and it's a giant... Well, not giant. It's a college town that's notorious for getting your fucking dick wet, right?
I mean, it's also the STD capital of the United States.
Yeah, I'm really surprised I didn't catch anything there because I fucked a couple of broads, and me and Jake went to town on this
I fucked more than a couple.
That's a story for a different time. Maybe in a few minutes after I finish this. But,
I've not been going
into
context
fucking,
about that.
We were going up there, and... We were sitting there laying around, and we're like, dude, how are we fucking going to get up there? And I was like a fucking fresh 18, 19, some shit. And her dad comes up, and her parents really liked me for whatever fucking reason. They hated me to begin with because, you know, that's a...
We're poor.
I mean, no, that I just made a fucking ass myself because...
We act poor.
It's a fucking thing, man.
We've always acted poor. We're always going
to
act.
It's not even acting poor. It's because I forgot to take my medication, and I was anxious as shit. And I met them, and I was like, oh, I forgot to take my medicine. And they're like, oh, this guy's fucking
You
got to
be honest. This was before you really started drinking.
Well, yeah, because I was fucking, like, 14, dude. But I was smoking copious amounts of weed and opium with my mother at this point, so...
Fucking love your mom.
I know, dude. But, okay, so we were sitting there like, yo, how are we going to get to fucking Bowling Green? How are we going to drive fucking 30 minutes with no car? So fucking her fucking dad comes out and he's like, oh, you can take my BMW. And this was, I believe, I forget how old I am, but it's like 2010, circa 2010, right? So, fucking...
Wait, you were only 14 in 2010?
No, okay, I'm 28 now. It's 2021. I'm bad at math.
No, so you would have been 16, because I was 18 in 2010.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So
no,
it would have been 2008.
I was 17 in 2010, because I graduated in 2011, so it was probably like 2013. So, yeah, let's say...
Jesus Christ, this... I fucking hate math!
Dude, I know. So, okay, so it was like 2013. That doesn't even fucking matter, really. The point is, we didn't have a fucking car, we didn't have... anywhere to we didn't have a fucking car, dude. All right, so what are you doing?
I don't know. I'm trying to find a fuck to give because I don't have a single beer in my hand.
I'm gonna fucking dropkick Murphy your balls.
I'm just saying, man, like, it's hard to find a fuck when you don't have a beer.
Ricky! All right, so it's like 2013. He just got this like brand new BMW a little bit ago, and fucking, he's like, oh, you can take my Beamer. It's a goddamn M3. And if you don't know, that's the performance edition of the fucking BMW models.
That just sounds like rich people to me.
They're ridiculously expensive, and I'm a car guy, you know this.
Yeah.
So I want to say it was about $80,000, and he lends it to me to go to a fucking bar 30 minutes up I-75.
When you're underage.
When I'm underage, yes. And
with his daughter. Who's probably also underage.
Yes, and yes.
Where there's alcohol.
Yes.
He knew his daughter was going to get fucked.
Yes. And so, before we even left, I was like, okay, dude, I'll take it super easy. Like, this is super cool of you, man. Fuck yeah, dude. I'm so excited to get to drive a fucking BMW, let alone a goddamn M3 right now. Like, I'm fucking... I soiled myself in excitement. And so he's like... Oh, dude,
excitement.
Don't even worry about it. Just fucking send it. And, I mean, not verbatim. He's like, oh, don't take it easy. It's a Beamer. Fucking drive it. And I was like, bet. So I get on the fucking interstate, and I'm doing like a buck 55 all the way up fucking 75.
I have never owned a vehicle that goes that fast.
That reminds me of my fucking A6.
I mean, I'm just saying that because, you know, I'm poor.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, regardless, we get up there, and... I make it there in like 15, 20 minutes. And we go to the bar, and you know, that was a good time.
You made a half-hour trip 15 minutes.
Yes, because I was doing 155.
I'm not surprised about the 155 part. I'm just...
It was
15 minutes. That's impressive.
I mean, it was I-75, and it was like 10 a.m.
But also... Yeah.
On a Wednesday.
See, like...
On a Wednesday.
You could have done 10.
I could have, but I mean,
you,
I wasn't...
You should have done 10.
Yeah. You just... You know, I'm not... I'm gonna fucking brush over that bit, but... So we got another bar, we fucking get back, and then... It turns out there's a fucking huge scratch on his fucking BMW. Somebody fucking keyed the shit. But, I mean, the fact that he let some juvenile delinquent fucking... borrow his goddamn near $100,000 car is beyond me to go to a fucking bar.
Knowing his daughter was going to get railed.
That's excessive, but yes.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not, but...
But do we also think anything less of her now?
I mean...
I've been with way too many fucking people to hold that shit against people at this point.
I mean, be a whore, dude. It's fucking 2021. Fucking rail who you fucking want.
I don't want to anymore.
Whenever, wherever, outside of a fucking movie theater. What the fuck is this?
I don't want it anymore, and I'm giving that to you so I can take a piss.
I need to take a piss, too.
Well, that fucking sucks, because I got up first.
Damn it. Well, we have two bathrooms, but I just don't want to go upstairs because I'm a lazy cuck.
I mean, that's true. I feel like I got to fucking yell in order for that phone to pick me up.
Dude, I don't...
Why don't I just have an accent?
What do you mean, why don't you have an accent?
Because I said, why did I have an accent?
I don't know, because you're fucking... How long does it fucking take you to piss? Would you fucking hurry?
Well, when I realized that you were standing there, I kind of had to stop for a second and be like...
It's not like I can see your fucking micro-penis, you fucking weirdo. What the shit?
It's inch soft.
That's a fucking micro-penis by definition, I'm sure. You just now started peeing? Are you fucking wiener shy?
No, not really, but I wanted to make you wait.
God damn it, Ricky. I'm going to kill this man. Y'all are about to witness a fucking murder via podcast. I mean, you can hear it all you want, but you can't see it. So that's not
tickle,
very...
Tickle, 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 tickle.
Bitch. Are you fucking serious? I'm going to piss on your back, I swear to God.
Let's not.
Then get the fuck out of my way and quit pissing like you have a fucking problem. God, dude, you need to go get your fucking tinkly boy checked out. I don't know an addict. You motherfucker. Why would you close the toilet? I'll piss in the dark. I don't give a goddamn fuck. Get the fuck out of my way, you fucking asshole, you dumb fuck. Popping! Alright, so I'm locked in the dark. He locked my dog.
Come on, Tesla. I can't do that to you, babies. Fuck you, Alex.
Okay, fuck you too, you fucking piece of shit. He locked me in my goddamn bathroom.
Fuck you, you fucking bitch.
It's dark as fuck. I can't see, but I have very good aim. Unlike Ricky with his fucking micro penis. Ricky, I'm still peeing! God, dude. He just fucking kicked me right in my fucking ass.
You're fucking
in the middle of my fucking piss.
Hey, it wasn't my fault you fucked up the stream.
You fucking what?
You fucked up your stream. This is nifty. What is this?
It's a horror that Kristen made with resin.
It's like screw or fucking...
No, it does that. It pops that off. Okay. Yeah, it's her fucking fancy hippie rocks or whatever.
Kind of stuck.
Get in the hole.
This looks like a piece of shit that has been fossilized.
I put it in my butt.
Yeah, I feel like I probably pooped this out a couple weeks ago. And then it got, what's the fucking word for it? Flash frozen?
I don't know, man, but I mean, okay, so what are you doing? Get the fuck out of my pockets! Piss off! Ricky! Alright, so it's been like...
Can I have a cigarette?
Yes! Alright, so it's been like fucking 30 minutes. This is just our like little...
Hi, Tesla.
Fuck around first podcast or whatever.
Hey, fuck you!
Things are getting rowdy, so we're gonna sign off. Alright. Bye. Yeah, say bye.
Hi.